We want to welcome you to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. Thank you so much for stopping by. And this is a Sunday afternoon here. We're just thankful for the goodness of the Lord. He's so precious, and we've been talking about His love and all the heights that He leads us to. He's really been leading Brother Freedom to new things, new exciting things, things that Brother Freedom doesn't even understand, but God understands it. And we just are so thankful. We love all of you out there. We're glad for the fact that you've come by. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day, and we just pray for the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for touching Brother Freedom in a wonderful way. We thank you for touching those of us who've gathered today, because, Lord, we're all needy. I know I need more of you. Lord, I pray for the listeners out there. We pray for our new friends that are in Singapore. Father, we pray for that wonderful lady and her husband who has special prayer requests. We pray for our friends in England, our friends in South Africa. Thank you, Lord, for your wonderful goodness. Our friends in Texas, California, we pray for Tony on the East Coast. Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful for this wonderful, this special day. Lord, we thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for your all-seeing eye that watches us continually, and you're mindful of us all the time. And Father, we just give you praise, glory, honor, and thanking you. We thank you for your special Son, Jesus, that one that paid in full that we might have eternal life. But through his sacrifice upon that cruel cross, he became our Savior, that we could live forever, and that by his stripes we can be healed. And Lord, we thank you for those qualities that you've given to us. And Jesus, we're thankful that you said you were mindful of us, and you would send us the Holy Spirit, would abide with us until you take us through to heaven. And Father, I thank you. This is the hour of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whichever way people want to say, but it is God's Spirit that helps us to walk through life itself. And Lord, we count such a privilege of knowing you as our Lord and Savior. Father, we just pray for all those out throughout the world this day that's having problems. Whatever your situation is, you must believe that God's able to help you, to strengthen you, to uphold you, to uplift you, to heal you, to bring quality life into your life in a very special way. And Lord, we thank you that you're the answer for all things that we face. And it says, as you take care of the sparrow so much, you'll take care of us. As you provide for the beasts of the field, you, for all the birds of the air, and all the things of this world that you made, they exist, but it's only through your caring. You provide for the creatures on the earth. All the living things of this earth, Lord, you are the one that controls, the one that gives. We praise you for it. We thank you that you're real. Father, I thank you. You're so wonderful. I thank you. You remain the same yesterday, today, and forever, that you change not. And Father, we just pray for the people out there this day, for those that are having struggles through problems. We pray that you'd help them in a mighty way. Your word says, call upon you and you will answer us, and you'll show us great and mighty things that we know not. I believe today, if your people out throughout the world today, if you'll call upon the Lord, he is your divine friend. He's your divine answer. He is the one that made you. He is the one that will keep you while you're here upon this land. And when we go into the other, to eternal life, he will be the one that you'll live with forever and ever. What a wonderful package, arrangement that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost has given us, so we might live a life here in your presence, also live here with your power, with your anointing, with all the qualities you have, and then we're going to get to live with you forever. What a bargain. What a wonderful bargain. We cannot even understand the good things that you have for us, but your word declares, but it's written, I have not seen, neither ear heard, neither has entered the heart of man, the things that are prepared for them love God. And it also says, but God has revealed him by them by his Spirit, for yea, the Spirit searches day the deep things of God. And Lord, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit upon this earth. I thank you for that indwelling, that he actually lives within us. And we are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for the privilege of knowing you and to have that knowing that we're your children. And Father God, I think that's where the service is going to start today, as knowing you as children, or as a child. We know you this day, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. And that's really where we're going to start off today, is God has a wonderful family. And we can come in that family. All we do is have to ask. He said, wants us. In James, the book of James, it says, he longeth for the time we're going to be with, when he can touch us. He's with us now. He sees us every day. His eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his hearts and made perfect toward him. This morning I was reading through the Bible, and I was looking to Chronicles 16 and 9. It says, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of his heart is made perfect toward him. You know, you got to get that in your... God wants to make himself strong in our hearts. We'll be blessed. It's a very special invitation that God has given us. You might say, why am I hurting? Why am I going through all these things? Those things we do not know. But God is the answer to help us. You know, I was also reading the Word of God this morning. Told that Elijah was one of the old prophets of old. Elijah had went down and prayed there'd be no rain would fall for three years. And how it took place as he said it would. But at the end of that 3 year period, the Lord had him to pray for, or make it, for he could pray for rain. So he goes out and he has the people of Baal, and these false prophets. He brings them up to, he says, well, let you sacrifice out here. And if your God is what he said he is, well, you just go ahead. And so Elijah fixed an altar for the Lord. And he literally puts the wood down there for the sacrifice. And he pours water on the wood. And he mocks these other ones, the false ones. He says, where's your God? And he goes down a little farther and he just sort of humiliates them. And their God was not God. But our God is real. So it burnt. God can do the supernatural. At that time, he tells his aide, go over and look over the mountain, see if you're going to see if it's going to rain. He says, I don't see nothing. But the seventh time, he says, you go back the seventh time, and you're going to see. And he says, I see a cloud as of like a man's hand that knew in his spirit that it was going to rain. And God used that same method today. The spirit, there's something in the inner spirit that's beyond our understanding. We really don't know all things, but we know it. God puts us in our heart that's going to be so. He gives us that extra strength that we can live when we're going through situations of problems. But if something, and that this has happened time, many other times in the Bible, they had to literally go seven times before it was made. That's God's perfect number. Now, I don't know why God does this, because we know that some people get healed immediately. Some people don't go through many problems. Other people go through problems. We don't know. But God, he knows everything. And there's no such pattern as saying, it's such a pattern. God don't work in patterns. He works as God. He works through his power, the anointing. He works through the Spirit of God. He works in electrifying of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Many times when we know within ourselves, we get in the natural state. To move with God in my capacity, I have to learn to move through the Spirit well. And I'm going to tell you a little story now. Maybe it'll help you to bring this together. About 1969, the county had bladed a road, and the road was bladed. It was a dirt road, bladed real smooth. And so yours truly was driving a truck, and I was going to go across to a adjoining road that went out to Platina, It was so smooth, I just was going for it and getting close to being dark in the evening. I was supposed to be at another job, and I was driving with some haste. When I got to the end of this road, it was so smooth. It just finished up. It was a smooth road. I seen that this car cattle guard had nothing in. There was no grids across the cattle. And I knew I was going to have a real terrible accident. So I hit the brakes. That truck came down, went through the cattle guard and went up. And I come up through the cab of that truck and just about broke my neck. Well, you know, I was really in trouble because I knew from then on I had a neck injury. It was bad. I knew that I was the one that had to make the livelihood for my family. The doctors really told me that I didn't have a very good chance. And I just kept working. I kept seeking God. So that's when I started praying. I prayed for 7 years. Every time I went to church and talk about pain, every morning when I got up, when I didn't have pain was when I'd get real busy in my job, I'd get really concentrated on what I was doing. It seemed like that pain was sort of, but it was just a sharp pain in my neck all the time. I would have shingles break out in my arms, and my arms would get infected. And I know one doctor here in town says, you've got to do something about it. I said, God's going to heal me. Because what I heard, you might not end up being able to have a good neck anyway. So I trusted God. And I never missed any work. But I learned what it feels to hurt. I have compassion on people hurt because I know what it is to be hurting. I know what it is to, you pray and nothing's there. And the people I was around, they was praying to churches, but nothing happened. It just felt like, and I went home, worked worse, Jim and I went. But I always went to God's house. And I always prayed and sought God every day. And I started praying more intensely. I prayed more earnestly that God was going to, not just for my pain in my neck, but God was going to do something in my life. But I knew there was a fulfillment there that wasn't, I didn't even know what it was about. That time I didn't know that God had a calling in my life. This day would not have been if that day hadn't have been. But finally, after 7 years, and good 7 years, almost in 8 years, I had two accidents with another truck. It was a newer truck at that time. And I hung on a 300-foot cliff over here at the Rattlesnake Ridge. Well, that's quite a name, but that's the name they call it. And that truck, I was hanging on about 300 foot on a rock. Peterbilt, I met him coming up that hill that night, and my neck was still hurting me. And I thought, well, you know, that'd be, Lord, if you take me home, I wouldn't have to have my neck. But I knew I was not supposed to feel that way. God was going to someday mend it. Just have more patience. And when that Peterbilt came around the corner there, I didn't want to hit that thing head on, so I just went off the side of the road. And when I did, that truck went over the back, and God had a big rock that held it. It was His mighty hand. That truck sat in the rocker. I couldn't get out of the cab. I was looking right straight up, and He was out there saying, "We'll get you out." And so they finally got a hold of me, and it was just straight down the cliff where I was sitting. Couldn't even get out of the cab without going. I knew it was going to be hurt because I'm going to drop right down that cliff. So they got a hold of me and pulled me up on that road, and there wasn't a scratch on that truck. I could not believe it. God, glory, God. God was there. His angels were there. And I went on down the job. I said, "Lord, how wonderful you are." I remember on the way up and how I went up 299 and I saw all the beautiful, the way the autumn leaves and all. And I thought, how wonderful that God's creation. I remember remembering that, how the scenery was so beautiful, but yet I was hurting. And how, when this happened, it happened so fast, you know, I could have been in eternity. But God miraculously pulled me out. I went to this job that I was supposed to be going. I worked there till about midnight, finished up, on D7, and I took off by myself. Everybody else went home. And about midnight, I went down, and my brakes were getting really hot, down 36. And a deer went out in front of the road. And when that deer hit the road, I just hit my brakes for an instant. When I did, that truck made a 180-degree turn. And so I had the boom. My truck had a big boom in the back, and it was laying right. When I looked, it was going back the same way. And that's the first time that God actually, he's spoken to me some way, but I heard him then. He says, "Hey, you're going the wrong way." And I said, "I know it." And the Lord says, right at that moment, he says, "I called you. I'm going to keep it. And I'm going to keep my word. You're going to be used for me." He says, "I'll get back. The Lord let me know that he's going to get back in touch with me." So I was just trembling that second time because it was only a one lane road at that time. And if I'd been 1 inch, 2 foot, or a foot either way, I'd have been the side of the truck would have been wiped out. There wasn't a scratch on it, never. And that's a miracle in itself. And I went on, when I got home, I told my wife what had happened. She said, "That's a miracle." And I said, "I know it is." I said, within about 3 months' time, God spoke to my heart. He says, "I want you to go to I was teaching a high school Sunday school class, and I was having troubles. It seemed like the anointing of God would come down and bear it, but it was him. I was having a little trouble, seemed like, with some of the kids, and you know how things you feel like that you're not really getting through to them. So the Lord starts speaking to my heart, says, "I want you." They had a Royal Rangers class that was going to be coming in the church they had. I'm telling this to let you know God has a plan. And at the same time, this man's name was, no one knows who it is, but his name was Kenny, was his first name. He says, "Brother Freedom, I'd like to have you to teach Royal Rangers." He says, "It's never been done." But he says, "I just feel so about that." And I thought, oh, I thought that would just be not what I wanted to do at all. I could not figure myself teaching boys like that because I was a mechanic, you know, and I didn't feel like, but God has a reason in all these situations. The Lord spoke to my heart. He says, "You know, if you want to get healed, better do what I'm telling you." And the Lord made it a little tough on me. I said, "Well, people sort of laugh at me, you know, I'm a cat mechanic." And the Lord says, "You don't care who laughs at you. You want to serve me." And so I went and told that man's name was Kenny. I said, "I'll do it." And I think, as I understand, it's about the first Royal Rangers that denomination had, that anybody had started a diesel engine class in things about God. But you know what happened? Within 30 days after I said yes to that, God told me, "So I'm going to give you a heal your neck. It's not going to come overnight." He says, "You're going to start every morning when you get up, say, 'Lord, I thank you for my healing.' Within a short time, you're going to be healed." And truly, that's what I did. My neck's been perfect. And God healed my neck. And you know, I only did it for a little over a year's time. But it wasn't just the boys came, their dads came. And we started having revival, basically in a diesel engine class. I mean, here we was talking about what God was in the picture. God was in it. God moved mightily. And what I'm saying, I don't think I've ever brought this out before, but God used that mightily. And it's a stepping off stone. We have to step off in the deep and do something. And that was my stepping off point for the Lord. And I said, "Lord, I'm going to give my all to you. I want to live for you. I want to do your will." And so I kept praying, even though it was about another year later. Then the Lord came to my heart and he said, "I've called you in a mighty way." God is here to help us, to strengthen us. But we got to realize that he is the reason for life itself. And the enemy, many times, he tells us things that we're not what we should be, or it's all our fault, or we say all these things. But we've got to learn first to forgive ourselves. We have to learn to say, "Lord, I know that you're going to heal me. I know that you begin healing me, and I want you. That was the first thing that I could remember, is I had to basically say, hey, God's healed me for a reason. That I might be a blessing. That I might walk in His counsel, in His direction. That I might walk in His holiness. You know, there's things that we do for the Lord that we do within ourselves. Now I'm going to bring this up. I'm bringing this up today because it's about me, and I can personally talk about myself because I'm not hurting nobody else, and I know what God wants. About 6 months or 8 months ago, but anyway, the first year, I had a stroke, a bad one. And up to that time, I felt the Lord didn't let me know this to this week. I could handle anything. Because God was bigger, and I knew that God was going to heal this. I knew those things, that God, but I had to grow up in Him. It's in Him. He's the one that chooses. And I had to die out more. And when I started realizing that I wasn't really dead then time, I could do it. And when we do it, God says, go, buddy, do it. See where you're going to end up. You can't go only so far. But you gotta come and actually die out to Him. I find myself now every day not knowing. Then I had an answer. Brother couldn't call me. I got an answer. I was walking the Lord many years and I had the answer. But that was what God wanted. He wanted me to walk in His love even greater than I ever did. And now I find myself, I don't even know about life. It's all in Him. But you know one thing I do know that's better? The anointing is way heavier. His Spirit is heavier. He rewards us as we decrease, He increases. The more that we decrease, the more He increases His strength, His power, His love. This message may not be to anybody, but to yours truly. But I realized that I could end up being a castaway unless I stay under God's strength, His power. You know, I believe we're living in a time of many people struggling through life. We see a lot of Christians, they're falling flat on their face. They're not living what they should be, and they're living in a place. But God forgives. He upholds. But the thing is, us people are so prideful that we won't ask God for His forgiveness. We stay in our own prideful way and we're just mightier than God. I say that very shamefully. But God wants us to realize that He is supernatural. He is all powerful and everything that we do is under His control. There's nothing that misses upon this earth that God does not know about. He is absolutely wonderfully above everything that we can understand. He built this world. He made this world. He knows all things very well. And we have to learn that we, as God's people, have to come in that development that He will develop us for His purpose. And sometimes He's put us in odd situations that we will surrender to Him in such a way, in turn, He empowers us with whatever He wants to empower us with. We want to keep our lives and do what we want with it. God wants us to keep our life because He sees the latter picture. Because we're facing eternity. All of us are facing a day that we're unfamiliar. We're like a vapor. We're here for only a moment. And that vapor changes pretty rapidly. You see the jet engines, how they leave the vapor trail? That's where life is. We're here for only a moment. And while we're here, we need to recognize that God wants a sovereign power in our life that we don't guess day by day. We walk according to His anointing. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, But it's long-suffering us, we're not willing that any should perish, but oh, come on, see, that all come on, that all should come to repentance. God wants us, He sees us in heaven. He doesn't really see us there. He sees us, our eternal destiny, because our eternal destiny means forever and ever and ever. This is a short term that we're here now. It's for a moment. It's like that neck injury. I thought it was a long time. Probably close to 8 years, 7.5, 8 years. I don't think I ever told that story like I have. But God used it for my betterment. He used it to give me a compassion when people are hurting, when I sympathize with people, I care for them, I understand for them. I know what it is to pray without ceasing. And this week I prayed without ceasing for you, my daughter. I prayed continually in prayer. And that's what we got to learn. We got to learn to be obedient to God. This Oka, I feel the glove of God here today. God wants to heal us. God wants to make His face to shine upon us. He wants to be gracious unto us. We got to forgive ourselves. We got to come to that place that we are His child. We're going to advance a little bit right now. We are the children of God. And Bob, when you become a child of God, I have my wife and I had two children, but they were both adopted. God has adopted us all here. We came in. We're not the originals. Israel is the original, what God called. Way back about 2,000 years ago, God said His only Son. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. He would be that way that we could be saved to live forever and ever. What a wonderful blessing it is. But if we miss it, it's not a blessing. Because we're going to be living forever and ever in the wrong way. God made heaven for each one of us. He didn't want no one to miss heaven. And if we miss it, you'll wish you never was born. You'll wish because there'll be torment forever and ever and ever. God has given us a positive direction. We must lay aside every weight and sin that the eases of beset us and help us to run that race with patience. We're all, Brother Freedom has failed God miserably. But God is full of compassion. God is full. He put your in the sea of forgetfulness, never to remember no more. He says, my son, don't you think about it? If you do this, you're sinning because we can't go. He looking back from the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. So we got to keep our eyes upon the Lord. As a child of God, that's where we start off from. Now we're getting up to a place that we can start to think. So we look not for the things that are seen, but we just start looking for the things which are not seen. But the things which are seen are temporal. That means the things that we see are going to be vanished away. They're only temporal. They only have a short-term destiny, a short lifespan. But the things we do for God will live on forever. It'll live through the countless ages. It'll live in a time. There's not even time. Time will be no more. It's a time. It's going to be a different dispensation, a different realm. And God's getting us ready. He's coming back through the clouds. It might be within this tonight. He's coming back to pick us up to be ready. And the main thing we need to keep in mind is how we're going to make that connection. That connection is available. He says, call unto me and I will answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. You know, he showed me things that, you know, as a mechanic that I couldn't even understand. Yesterday, I went down to a truck that's baffled caterpillar. But I think God's given me the answer what's wrong with it. And they've worked on this truck for a year. It's been the shop, still does the same thing. But God comes in these things that baffle people. That people, even in their great intelligence, their great learning, they learn how to be whatever they are. But God's greater than where their learning comes from. He's greater than what they know. He's greater than what they see. Many times God says, hey, it's this, not this. I have to say, yes, I know you're right. Before I made a change here, I would say, Lord, I know it's this. He said, no, you don't know it's this. God supersedes us. And he doesn't want us to question all he does. That's the greatest thing that mankind can come through as Christians, that we don't question God. That we literally depend on him. We literally lean to him. We know he has the answer, that he will bring us through. He has never lost one person by his Spirit. It's only those that get out of his care, of his connections, that we lose that connection. Oh, I feel the Spirit of God heavily. God's here to supernaturally do mighty works through this. Wherever you are in all the world, or wherever you are, if you're in Singapore, if you're in Haiti, wherever you are, God can do great and mighty things. Listen, what God's speaking in this message, he wants to change our lives from nothing to something. He wants to come out as a child of God. That you become a God's property. And he will take care of you. His eye is on the sparrow. His eye will never leave you. And he so much loves the sparrow, but he'll take care of you. He will take you. He'll keep you from harm's way. He'll keep the times of you're going through troubles. There are times when I had that stroke, that how the Lord came to me and says, lo, I'll be with you always. And I was so happy. I've never been that happy before or since. I was so supernaturally happy. I went through it, but yet I was happy. I didn't feel no pain. I was happy. I know my brother knows that people thought, well, I had a little bit of wrong drinking, but I was no wrong drinking. God had blessed me what he did. God blessed me. And God blesses you all the time. I get a parking spot and I say, Lord, thank you. You give me the parking lot. You know, and I try to be learning, and I think I'm more, since I've had my stroke, I try to be more deliberate in thanking God. Thanking him for all that I still got a sound mind, and I can still halfway walk, and I can move my hands. What a blessing. God is the answer. He is the reason for everything happening. And you must get that down here, because you're not just it in life. No, God made you. Your steps are ordered by him. He that lighteth in your way. Though you shall fall, he says you'll not only not fall, you're not be cast off. God will keep you. God will order your steps. He will give you the leadership qualities. He is greater than what you're facing. He is greater than what you come through. He will help you. You know, the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. And I have to say that many of our people that have called themselves to be in the profession of helping people have get where we bring hindrances in the many people. We put them down to level they can't even seek God. We put them in a place that they're very not understand. God wants us to be informed. God don't want us to be as the beast of the field that have no way of steering them. We need to learn that God wants to start steering our ways and our thoughts. It says he'll keep in perfect peace his mind stayed on thee because we trust in thee. Our thoughts are very wandering. Our thoughts cause us a way to come into things that we can't give God the praise. We can't even thank him because our thoughts are carrying us back into yesterday. Our thoughts are taking us back in a place that I have no connection with it. But our thoughts, Satan tricks our mind and says, you know, when you did that, get that out of your mind. The Bible says, he that looketh back from the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. And all of us here today, we all have to start afresh every day anew. And you, this is the way to keep you straight. Don't never look back. Anything that's yesterday, you give it to God. And that way you're going to advance, Lord. You're going to stay spiritual. Because when you start looking back, you get in questioning. You get disturbed. Pretty soon the enemy's got you. And he says, you know, you're not going to no place.
You know, you're not going to get healed. You're not going to do this because you're looking back. We got to keep our minds and our thoughts, our mind, our values on the one that can save us, the one that can help us. He is our strength. He's our mighty God. He is here to uplift us. He's here to encourage us. He is here to bring healing. But we got to get out, restrain ourselves from thinking the things of yesterday. I'm learning this myself. Because I don't know, this never happened to us just here since the stroke. But I have a tendency to want to think about when I was a child, want to think about these things that bring me backwards. I'm working on it. See, God's crippled me. You know, Gideon, he had the army of 32,000 people. And Gideon, God says, that's too many, many warriors, Gideon. So he goes out and Gideon brings them down and says, well, it says, Ellen, you're just frightful. You just don't want to leave home. Well, you just go back to your house. So 22,000 men left him. So Gideon has about 10,000 men left. Again, God goes to Gideon again and says, Gideon, you know that's too many men. Gideon says, why? That's only 22,000. No, you don't need, with me, you're greater. See, the Bible says, 1,000 shall fall at the side, 10,000 right ahead, but until not come nigh me, only with thine eyes shall I behold, see the word of the wicked. And he shall give his angels charge over thee, and keep thee in all thy ways. And they shall bear thee up their hands, lest thou even dash thy foot against the stone. God has as a supernatural quality that greater is he that's within you than what you're facing. When these things arise, we get a little frightful. We get unbelief. Unbelief, the Bible says, unbelief will take us to devil's hell. So if we learn just to get out of unbelief, God can move in us. When we're in unbelief, the Lord can't move in us. So that means we're not going to get too much done. And I know this is hard, but we just face facts. This is why God has the rules. God has a place. And in Revelation says, they were sent out, unbelief brought them down to devil's hell. It's in the Revelation, the 21st chapter, the unbelief. And you know us, people say, well, that's pretty hard for God to say that. No. God wants us to believe as children here tonight that God is going to supply your every need. God's going to take care of you. God's going to provide for you. He's going to whatever. It don't make any difference if taxes get up. Whatever. God will meet your need. God will go with you. God will be here by your side. He never missed a lick. His power is wonderful. His power is divine. And I was a mechanic. I literally, that time, and I haven't got time to go through a lot of it, but I literally worked for quite a few years. God sent me to jobs. I didn't know where I needed to go, but God always knew where I needed to go. And when I got there, I'd say, what's wrong? God tell me what was wrong. I didn't have to troubleshoot. I really didn't have to do anything but do it. Now, I know that God wouldn't do this for everybody, but he did for me because I prayed a lot. And that gets you up with God. You just pray for a few years and God will give you a front seat. They get your attention. And you need to get God's attention. Because when your attention's, he's going to look right at you. He's going to say, oh, my daughter, I love you. We know that, but he gives you a special invitation. You just feel him coming down and just touching you. When he healed my neck, I said, oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Oh, glory to God. You know, just, I didn't have that pain no longer. I didn't have that all the time. Whenever I have any trouble now in my neck, is if something's wrong, God will say, hey, that's for this. And he don't even do that anymore, but there for a long time, that's the way it was. But something was wrong, I say, Lord, what's wrong? He said, but so and so. As a reminder that I could know from him. We need these reminders daily. Because about winding down, the earth is about winding itself down. And the Lord tells me he's coming very soon. He's coming back for a people If you're living in China, wherever you are, but he's come back in for a people that's looking for him, that made their selves pure before God. God's looking for a people, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God, wherever you are, through Africa, wherever you are, you need to realize that God wants to take, you, wants you to give him first place. He wants you to give him first of everything. Give him that sacrifice of praise. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I give my body to thee this day. I walk before you in your presence, in your fullness. Many people do not want to make that commitment. And that commitment is, it gives you a little minus to your experience. When your experience is a minus, then God just don't text you all the things that you wish for him to do. You say, well, I was looking for that promotion. Well, God says, my child, I've been talking to you for a long time, but I can't get your attention. So I figured that if you don't get that promotion, you at least start calling me. You start speaking to me. See, many times we don't even speak to God. We go on for quite a while and we just sit back in our own thing and say, oh, I go down here, I'll ask my pastor, and this and that, and I'll do all this thing. God wants us to talk privately to him every day. God wants us actually get down on our knees and say, Lord, I love you. I praise you. I thank you that I'm so fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm thankful for your whole blessing, for your whole being. I thank you that you provided for me the good things of this day. I thank you for my food. I thank you for all the blessings. I thank you for my livelihood that only you give me. I thank you that my body is still able to function. I thank you that my mind is still being able to stay on me. I thank you for all these wonderful things that only you could do. And he does all these things, and we need to be thankful. Thanksgiving is coming up. We need to be thankful that we live in a free land, that we can enjoy the things of God. We can enjoy these things. They were given to us by the sacrifice of many men on the battlefields. And we need to be thankful for all these men, these women that have died, and that it wasn't vain, because we have kind of democracy that's under God we trust. And we thank you for that. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your love itself. We thank you for the privilege. Lord, I thank you for your healing power. I pray that you move mightily upon your people. I pray that you pour out your spirit and a mighty blessing. And Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your power. We thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord is saying God is not slack. He's not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. But as long suffering us, we're not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. God has an invitation to the world today that if you don't know his son Jesus, you need to accept him this day as your Savior. You need to come in that place that have asked him that your forgiveness of what you've done. And the Lord, he will come in your life in a very powerful way. God wants to make yourself known, those out there this day that you don't know him. He has an invitation. His hands outstretch you, that he has an invitation. Call upon God, and God will answer you, and he'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. Seek God forevermore. He's the answer. For those out there that need that healing touch, God is the answer. And he will heal us. He will heal those that call upon him. We love you this day. We pray for a mighty blessing this day upon your people. We pray that you uplift your people, encourage them in a mighty way. I pray, O Lord. Oh, hallelujah, for all your people. We pray in this room. We pray for those this day that needs healing. We pray for the touch of God. We pray for the power of God to come down in a mighty way. And we pray for those all over the world this day that you're going through situations, through troublesome times. We pray that you'd bless them. And Father, I pray for the conclusion of this service. I pray that you'd bless your people in a mighty way. I pray that uplift them, give them strength. In Jesus' name, amen.